The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
And hello again, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. My name is Steve Cashel. I'm radio host of the Chicago Bulls. In a few minutes, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and co-team physician of the Chicago White Sox, sports medicine specialist, orthopedic surgeon for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. As always, we're going to talk about a number of sports injury-related topics. We also have our website. Please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com. We're back to get it going right after this on ESPN 1000.
That's one way to end up on injured reserve. So is falling off a ladder, lifting something heavy.
Ow! That's not good.
Or having an accident at work.
Uh-oh.
Athletico helps all kinds of people come back from injured reserve. Schedule a free injury screening at athletico.com and find out how physical therapy can decrease pain and discomfort, increase strength and mobility, and help you get back to doing the things you love to do. Athletico Physical Therapy. Better for everybody.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Back here on this Saturday morning, Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole at Sports Medicine Weekly. To access prior shows, interviews, and valuable resources on sports injury and fitness, please visit our new blog at smwhome.net or the website sportsmedicineweekly.com. Dr. Cole, what are some of the medical issues that most challenge you when trying to clear an athlete?
I would say number one is cardiac or heart. So that's a deal breaker if there's a history in that athlete of, saying, an abnormal rhythm, an episode of fainting that was associated with a cardiac abnormality. And we get very worried if there are profound findings, say, on an MRI or echocardiogram of the heart. Those are the ones that are life and death. But there's another condition that we occasionally see, which is sickle cell anemia, which is a condition of red blood cells that have the propensity to become misshapen and don't carry oxygen well, and they can literally clog the small vessels of virtually any organ or bone or structure in your body and can lead to intense pain and disability. Very, very challenging problem. We've had a number of NBA athletes who have something we call sickle cell trait, because the way it's inherited, either it's a autosomal dominant trait that if the mother and the father have it, they both have a higher propensity to pass it on to their kids, right? If only one has it, you get the trait, which you may not have the full disease. But if they both have it, the chance of you getting it as an offspring are very, very high. And it's something we only see, to my knowledge, in African Americans. So it's a really challenging problem, because if an athlete becomes symptomatic, they can be knocked out of play and can be a terribly painful experience.
We've got an amazing guest in studio with us, Billy Garrett. He played high school basketball at Morgan Park, and he played college basketball at DePaul University. He was the Big East Scholar Athlete of the Year in 2017, Big East Rookie of the Year in 2013, Big East All Academic Team for 3 years, and the only athlete known to play Division I athletics with sickle cell disease. And Billy, thanks so much for being with us here. A great story. Congratulations on a great career. I went to DePaul University, so following your career was a lot of fun. We're so happy. I remember we got you from Morgan Park High School. But tell us about trying to play basketball at such a high level in the Big East and major college Division I basketball with the sickle cell anemia.
Yeah, thanks for having me, first of all. And playing with sickle cell at that level, at the Big East level, it presents its difficulties, mainly from a cardio standpoint, trying to stay in shape enough to be able to perform at a high level, the level it takes to, be successful in the Big East. And then from a leadership standpoint as well, when you're out there, everybody at that level is such a competitor. And sometimes the sickle cell would hold me back a little bit when it came to conditioning or some things like that, where it would just take me a little longer to get in shape. And, when you're out there, you want to be with your guys at all times. And that was one of the things that people don't really think about when they think about sickle cell and being an athlete with sickle cell. But other than that, it was mainly just making sure that I stay in shape. That was the hardest
thing. How old when you started playing basketball?
I was, probably 6 or 7 years old.
Were there any other sports when you were really little that you played?
Yeah, baseball and football.
Okay. So when you were little, now there's a condition called a sickle cell crisis.
Mm-hmm.
In your own words, tell us what that is.
Yeah, so when you have sickle cell, as you mentioned earlier, your blood your blood cells can tend to be shaped abnormally, and they can latch onto each other and block the blood flow in your joints and your organs anywhere in your body, and it can cause intense pain. And, those crises can be induced by dehydration.
Is that the number one cause or the number one trigger?
I think so. I don't know for sure, but for me, it was it was the number one. It was the number one cause, and something that I ran into all the time when I was young.
Were you ever hospitalized for it?
Yes.
Was it because of pain, and then you needed to have an IV for hydration and things like that?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just management, right? It's not like there's no cure for it. And is there ever a transfusion or anything like that that you've had for this condition?
I have not, but in more severe forms of sickle cell, I have SC hemoglobin, and SS is the most severe form, and that can tend to lead to blood transfusions and things of that nature.
Have you had your spleen removed?
No.
So the fact that you're SC, is that correct?
Yes.
So that's a more mild form, but still you were getting crises.
Yes.
Which is when you, and how long would they typically last?
It depends on the severity of the dehydration for me. I've had crises that have lasted at its longest 4 or 5 days. Sometimes they can last a day. Awful pain.
I was going to say, where is the pain, Billy?
For me personally, it would be in my joints, so elbow, knee. Sometimes they would start somewhere and start to move up, so it might start in my knee and move up to like my thigh area. But for me, mainly it would be in my elbows or my knees.
And was it in the muscles too, or generally in the joints themselves?
Generally in the joints themselves, and the more severe the crisis was, it would tend to move, and sometimes it would move to the muscles.
Visiting with Billy Garrett, he played college basketball at DePaul University from Morgan Park High School. He has sickle cell anemia. We're talking about the sickle cell disease. This is Sports Medicine Weekly. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. Dr. Cole, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Well, it is, because we get nervous when we get guys who have sickle cell trait, but we've learned to manage it, and you just educate, because you guys have such, because of the travel schedule, back-to-back games, hydration is obviously paramount to, you know, any training room. We understand how to manage it, but you can get upside down sometimes. And so the guys who have sickle cell trait, the trainers and staff pay special attention to, just to make sure there's not a dehydration issue. And really, the biggest risk is you could get a crisis, right? Are there any other associated things that you've learned that you worry about besides having a crisis? I know, for example, sometimes there'll be bone and cartilage changes from what we call infarcts, where areas of tissue can actually sustain substantial damage. Have you been blessed that has not been an issue for you?
Yeah, that has not been an issue for me. At its worst for me, it's just been severe crisis.
Yeah.
I do know sickle cell can lead to the damaging of your organs.
Right. Eye, liver, spleen, kidney, things like that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And is the main reason that you haven't had that, knock on wood, because you have a more milder form?
I think so. And that's allowed me to play basketball at such a high level, is that I have SC, which, you know, causes its problems, but as compared to SS is a lot more severe.
Yeah. Do you have any siblings?
I do not have any siblings.
Okay. And so you're off to the D League in New York, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And I'm curious.
Now called the G League, isn't it?
Now the G League, yes.
Yeah, the Gatorade League. New York Knicks?
That's actually such a better name when you think about it.
Instead of D League? Yeah,
like,
it sounds
yeah,
like,
I mean, you might as well call it the F League. So how did it go with the physician evaluation? When you met the physician, have you done that yet? Have you actually had your physical and discussion?
In New York, I have not. No.
Okay, and how did it go when you came to DePaul? What were the discussions like?
Yeah, so throughout my entire career before I got to DePaul, I never really looked at sickle cell as such a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I had it my whole life, and it was something I was like, all right, this is something I got to deal with.
Right.
I mean, nobody ever made a big deal about it, and there wasn't that much publicity behind it. So
sure.
Nobody really knew I had the disease. So going into college, I'm like, all right, I have sickle cell, like, big deal, whatever.
Right.
So once our training staff found out about it, they were like, whoa, like, you know, let's pump the brakes here. This is something that we haven't seen before.
Right.
I went through a series of tests, having to get cleared, and there were a couple times where even trainers from other schools or doctors from outside of our program would call and say, you know, do you know what you guys are dealing with here? This, you know, could be a tragedy if something bad happens. And I'm sitting there like, no, I've been doing this my whole life. Like, I'm fine. Trust me.
Right.
I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah. And I think that they don't know that you have the more minor form either, because correct me if I'm wrong, the major worst case scenario is you could have a crisis and miss some time and so forth, but it's not deadly, right?
No, it's not deadly. It can get to that point if the crisis is severe enough, but fortunately for me, I've never ran into that situation.
Yeah.
And Billy, let me ask you again, visiting with Billy Garrett, played at DePaul University, now with the New York Knicks in the G League. And what do you do health-wise? I mean, how your diet and different things and to stay hydrated. What comes into your mind?
Absolutely. The biggest thing for me is rest and hydration. So if I know I got, you know, the past 2 or 3 months, I've been working out 3 times a day, you know, trying to stay in shape for the NBA workouts and, you know, going to the G League, just making sure my body's in tip-top shape. So I've had to make sure that, one, I hydrate throughout the day constantly, you know, have a consistent sleep schedule, and then diet. Diet's extremely important for me as well. You know, trying to lay off the, you know, the typical stuff, the fried foods, sweets, all those type of things. But, you know, I've cut out bread, you know, and went to a no added sugars. And it's really helped me just, you know, maintain energy, and, you know, help me slim down and just kind of put less stress on my body.
Let's talk about hydrate. And I asked Dr. Cole and Billy Garrett, I always think water, but are you into the, you know, is it Gatorade? Is it different kind of sports nutrition drinks that you're thinking about? Or is it basically water, or is it fruit?
Yeah, for me, I keep it pretty simple. I don't really do the Gatorades too much because of all the sugar in it.
Sure.
So for me, it's water, coconut water. And then, you know, fruits and vegetables, of course, is, you know, you can never have too much of that. But it's mainly just water.
Yeah, Steve. I mean, the one thing is, if you're severely depleted, then you have to replace it with electrolytes and water, just because you get out of balance and sodium is off and so forth, and that can be very significant. So, you know, I'm sure whether you know it or not, your trainers have been doing a good job with you in managing that as well. You may not have to do it on your own because they're watching you at the most intense moments of exercise and fitness. Well, I just want to congratulate you, and I wish you the best of luck. And you know, you're an inspiration for a lot of young athletes, because this is unfortunately not an uncommon problem. So kids need the opportunity to participate in sports, and hopefully, if you haven't already, you'll become a spokesperson for it, because you're a rare entity. You're the only, you might be, to my knowledge, the only NBA player you're in the G League, you're in the NBA, that has sickle cell disease. Is that would be my understanding?
To my knowledge, yeah. No,
well, congratulations, and it's great that you've learned to deal with it, and you're a true inspiration.
Yeah, he's the Big East Rookie of the Year, and what's even more important, Dr. Cole, how about Big East Scholar Athlete of the Year in 2017 and Big East All-Academic Team?
There you go.
2014, 15, 16, 17. That says a lot, doesn't it? That's what it's all
dude,
about.
You want to move in with me, you can be an inspiration to my kids. I love
that. Billy, congratulations. He's articulate. Thank you so much. He's a great gentleman, so thanks so much for being on Sports Medicine Week. It's our pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Billy Garrett, back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly after this.
On ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP done-for-you cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT lean vegan protein blend, fat-burning MCT lean MCT oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com, or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across 5 Chicagoland locations, with a new location in Munster, Indiana. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News & World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
Allosource's products help surgeons get their patients back into the game of life. Prochondrex, the latest solution from Allosource, is an innovative, cost-effective, fresh cartilage allograft designed to restore cartilage and restore movement. To learn more about Prochondrex, visit prochondrex.org. That's PROCHONDRIX.org.
I've been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance, scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I look forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back on Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning, Chicago's premier sports medicine program. Our producer board operator, Felix Reyes. Our coordinating producer, Treesanne Seeger. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. Dr. Cole, let's talk a little bit about transforming your body one atom at a time. No.
I think I'm due for another 14-day transformation. Are you? The truth, yeah.
Well, let's preface by saying we did this.
Yeah.
Karen Malkin.
Yeah.
Our nutritionist and, I should say, our psychology of eating coach, right, and health counselor.
That's right.
A couple years ago.
Yes.
And you want to bounce back and do it again.
Well, I still do a lot of the same things, but
I think
sometimes you just need to reset the clock a bit, and it helps because there's a lot of things I learned from her, and there's things that we still have in our cupboard. I still use them, still reorder them from Karen. But I think putting it all together, there's some intangibles you sort of lose if you don't do it in a concentrated way. So I think I'm going to probably hit it soon just to do, you know, one more 14-day. You should do it again. It's not.
But it does lead to good habits.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It reminds me, right. The 14-day is sort of a very relatively disciplined, not too painful, to be honest with you, other than if we'll have to ask her if coffee's still out of the equation. That, for me, is – I'm only a one-cup-a-day guy,
is
but
sugar still.
Is still
out of the equation?
I don't really do much sugar.
I do, and I know it's out of the equation.
Yeah, but that's part of the thing that's – that's long gone. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say, believe me, I cheat.
You really don't do a lot of sugar.
Yeah. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you eat
because
a lot of carbs?
Because it tastes
good. Yeah, but I mean,
I've cut out the bread.
That's in part getting rid of sugar.
I've included many things, the olive oils, the MCT oils now, you know, almost regularly, which I'm really proud of, organic strawberries, things like that. I'm really, you know,
strawberries
of.
In the top 10. Karen, is Karen on?
Karen's with us, yes. Let's bring on Karen Malkin. She can tell us more as Dr. Cole and I are trying to go through guessing on some of this stuff. But no, we have followed your lead very well, Karen. And Karen Malkin is joining us. KarenMalkin.com, our excellent health counselor and psychology of eating coach. Are we on the right track, Karen, with what Dr. Cole and I are talking about?
You are definitely on the right track. And strawberries are number one.
Oh, number one.
Highly sprayed. Pesticide produce item.
So buy organic, right?
Yeah, buy organic strawberries, definitely.
All right, wait, let me clarify. They're the number one sprayed?
Yeah, there's the most residue, pesticide residue, found on that produce item.
Okay,
strawberries, spinach, then nectarines, then apples. And so the Environmental Working Group has the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 list.
You know, Karen, speaking of strawberries, and I don't know if you've heard this or Dr. Cole has heard this, but we're in the football season. Now, Tom Brady, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, of course, from the New England Patriots, refuses to eat strawberries, organic or otherwise. Do you know why? Mm-hmm. Why would that be? That's some story.
Well, he could have a food. I mean, some people have a food sensitivity to citrus, and so that could be why. Or maybe he just has some sort of aversion to strawberries.
Okay, because I thought it was something against strawberries, and I was wondering, wow, I love strawberries, but I am doing it organically now, and because of you, thankfully.
Mm. So. Does organic definitely get that out of the equation, Karen? If it says organic, will it take it off that list?
Yes.
Okay.
For pesticides, yes. No, but if you have a food sensitivity to citrus foods, then you can't have strawberries, or if you have some sort of an allergy to strawberries, but otherwise, as far as pesticide residue, bioorganic. Yep.
All right, so Karen,
you
have a new program. Dr. Cole and I touched on the 14-day transformation, which we both did with you a couple of years ago and swear by it. And I know it's become very popular with people listening to our show and your own different patients and people that you work with. Let's talk about a new program because you've enhanced it, correct?
Well, yeah. Well, it's an added 14-day transformation program. We now have three programs, and you did together the 14-day transformation, the foundations program. And I remember we did this on the air a couple years ago, and we talked about some of your ahas and takeaways around what you learned about yourself and your cravings and how you were able to upgrade your own nutrition and let go of a lot of processed foods. And Steve was making smoothies in the morning and really adding a lot of nutrient-dense foods into your lifestyle, into your day. And so the Foundations program is my first program, and it's a course. It's a 14-day course where you have email support from me for 21 days. And each day there is a different topic of discussion. So you get an email every morning in your inbox around 5 a.m., and the Foundations, we talk about protein, carbs, fat, water, sleep, cortisol, stress, exercise, meditation, mindfulness. And then in the Master Your Metabolism program, it's around ketosis, ketogenic diets, interval training, weight loss. And the Toxin Takedown, which is a new program that I'm launching in October, this is going to be a curriculum around how you can reduce your own toxic load, simple baby steps. Each day has a different recommendation, such as, you know, day one might be let's swap out plastic for glass, and here's why. Because we are exposed to so many chemical toxicants in our food and in our environment, and they really have an impact on inflammation, our DNA, our metabolic function. Some of these chemical toxicants are endocrine-disrupting chemicals, like, for instance, phthalates that bind the fragrance together in some of our personal care products. So you think you're smelling great with some of your cologne, but actually those phthalates could be disrupting your thyroid. And they could interfere with your hormone activity, and they could increase the body's production of free radicals. And so that could increase the development of certain chronic health conditions. And so the good news is there's many things we can do to slowly baby step change and reduce our toxic load. And so the 14-day transformation, I'm going to give you little things you can do, one thing you can do each day during the 14 days that's going to really dramatically decrease your toxic body burden.
Let me ask you a
question. So I'm loving this program. And the food is the same. You know, it's still, you kind of eliminate gluten and dairy and sugar. And yes, you can have your one cup of coffee, Dr. Cole. That's not a problem. But we're really eating super clean for 2 weeks.
Do you think that, you know, you described a lot of things that are sort of very subtle, that do you think after 14 days of eliminating toxins that your clients will feel different? I think all those things you said are really important. Plastic versus glass, eliminating free radicals that have been actually shown to be carcinogenic or potentially cancer-forming, anti-inflammatory. Like, conceptually, all that makes sense, and I couldn't agree more. Do you think it seems some of that's also going to be sort of preventative medicine.
Correct.
Do you think after 14 days people will feel much different, or they've sort of just cleaned things up and intuitively this is the right place to go?
I would say, I'm going to say close to 100% of the people that I talk with, because I often will do a half-hour wrap-up call with them to talk about what they've learned. 99% of the people say, my skin is glowing. Mm-hmm. At least 75% of the participants say, I'm in a better mood. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everyone feels like they've lost weight because it's really because of the food. You know, because you are eliminating sugar and dairy and gluten. You're eating three meals, no calorie counting, no portion control, mindful eating. We don't snack. It's three meals, one snack, nothing after dinner, a 12 to 15-hour fast for breakfast. And it's all real food, and you're eating super clean. So that's the main reason why people are feeling fantastic. And then to add in a curriculum where you feel like you're actually doing something for yourself and for your family by upgrading and getting rid of some of these plastics, not all plastics, but by reducing, you're still doing a lot for your body. And by choosing, you know, healthier seafood and by reading labels, and I teach, it's a course, so I teach you how to do this, and it's easy, small baby steps. And it could be very overwhelming when you look at all of the chemical toxicants that are in our environment. And I really encourage you to check out the Environmental Working Group organization. They're a not-for-profit organization in Washington, D.C. It's EWG.org. I am also on their board of directors, and they just launched a couple weeks ago their national tap water database, where they had 60,000 utilities submitting data, and all you need to do is go to EWG.org, key in your zip code for your local area, and they will tell you the contaminants that are in your local water. And they also have a list of filters from a price range, least to most expensive, that will help you find the filter that matches your water. And so what's in Glencoe's water might not be in, you know, Rolling Meadows water or Chicago's water. And so you need to find a filter that's actually going to match your contaminants in your water. And so I love this organization. They have a Healthy Living app on their phones. This is all free. They have the EWG's Guide to Healthy Sunscreens. They've got personal care products where you can scan at the store a safety rating from 1 to 4 of what are the most safe products for you. And they have the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 with the Shopper's Guide to Pesticides. They've got cleaning products. They've got a healthy child recommendations. It's a phenomenal resource.
That's Karen Malkin, our health counselor and psychology of eating coach. And Karen, you always give us a wealth of information. Out of time for this segment, but we will talk to you again real soon. Again, Karen Malkin, KarenMalkin.com is your website. Any final thoughts quickly?
You know, if you want to learn more, follow me on social media at Karen Malkin Health. Sign up for my monthly health tips, Karen Malkin Health Counseling. You know, try my toxin takedown cleanse and really, really go on the Environmental Working Group website and familiarize yourself. There's so many things that we can do to create a healthier environment and healthy body and healthy families.
That's what it's all about. Great stuff. Thank you, Karen. Back with more Sports Medicine Weekly after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
I've been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance, scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I look forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across 5 Chicagoland locations, with a new location in Munster, Indiana. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News & World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
That's one way to end up on injured reserve. So is falling off a ladder, lifting something heavy.
Ow! That's not good.
Or having an accident. At work.
Uh-oh.
Athletico helps all kinds of people come back from injured reserve. Schedule a free injury screening at athletico.com and find out how physical therapy can decrease pain and discomfort, increase strength and mobility, and help you get back to doing the things you love to do. Athletico Physical Therapy. Better for everybody.
Allosource's products help surgeons get their patients back into the game of life. Prochondrex, the latest solution from Allosource, is an innovative, cost-effective, fresh cartilage allograft designed to restore cartilage and restore movement. To learn more about Prochondrex, visit prochondrex.org. That's P-R-O-C-H-O-N-D-R-I-X.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
That's all the time we have for this edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Many thanks to our coordinating producer, Teresa Ann Seeger, our board operator, producer, Felix Reyes, as well as David Cole for operating our website and doing our business side of Sports Medicine Weekly. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel. Thanks for listening. Talk with you again next Saturday at 8:30 for another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly, only on ESPN Radio.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.